Hi, people. This is Jon Stewart. You may know me as that guy who used to have that show, but is now 6 months away from doing an infomercial purely for cash because he's a co-core. Oops. At the urging of my good pals, Kevin and Bean, well, maybe not urging, some would say blackmail, but I swear to God, dressed up, he really did look like a girl. I mean, you know, in a kind of... Anyway, I was supposed to come up with a recipe for their Christmas tape, How the Jews Stole Christmas, but I gotta be honest with you. The Jews didn't steal Christmas, all right? When are you going to get over this savior-killing thing? I had nothing to do with it. I was with my brother the whole day. Ask around. Actually, I was in my driveway practicing my golf swing, all right? So I didn't kill your savior. That's not my bloody yarmulke you found. Not at all. All right, now here's your holiday recipe, friends. It goes like this. Take a country filled mainly with Christians, throw in a couple of Jews that live in New York like me, add a bottle of scotch, and maybe a dash of bitterness. And what do you get? A shitty Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Jews hate Christmas. You want to know why? Because the rest of you people aren't Jews. While you're out there celebrating the festive birth of your savior, we're running around like assholes because the oil lasted longer than we thought it would. That's right. That's what Hanukkah is. A holiday about a bargain. We're celebrating a bargain for 8 f***ing days. Pathetic, really. I tell you, people often ask me, John, what do Jews do for Christmas? And the answer is, of course, we sleep late. Not a whole lot going on for us that day. Or we work at 24-hour convenience stores because you people wanted the day off. And if I may, on the subject, make a quick point, could you maybe change some of the holiday programming you guys throw in there? How many months of the same show do we have to see? It always ends like this. I don't think there's going to be a Christmas. But wait! Gets a little redundant. How many times can I hear a guy standing in front of his family going, I'm the luckiest guy in the world? All I'm saying is, people, let's heal the wounds of this country. Christian, Jew, black, Asian, even those funny, smelly people that drive the things. What we need to do is get together, and that's my recipe this year. Come to my house, bagel brunch. You bring the manischewitz, I'll bring the dope.